This audiobook is distributed by Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Welcome to the Ministry of Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. We trust that the upcoming message will inspire, encourage, and motivate you to apply what you learn as you live out your faith in Christ at home and at work each day. At the end of the message, you'll find information on how to contact Living on the Edge or obtain additional resources. Now, here's Chip.
Tonight I want to tell you about one word that I believe can change your whole life. And that's not an overstatement. I believe there is one word that, not if you intellectually understand it or even get emotionally caught up in it, but there is one word that if you begin to put it into practice and it becomes a characteristic of who you are, it will change your whole life. In order for you to get that word down deep in your heart, I'm going to give a little free Hebrew wisdom out. We're going to memorize a verse together. I mean, worst case scenario, you leave, you got one verse memorized, and you probably don't have your verse done for this week yet, right? It's only Monday. It's an axiomatic wisdom principle. He who walks in integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his way will be found out. It's time tested. He who walks in integrity, honesty, being blameless, authentic, real, sincere. The word means what you say and how you live tell the same story. When you walk in integrity, you walk securely, and that word means safe, protected. By contrast, it says, but he who perverts his way, and the word pervert literally means to take a bend in the road, to get off the tracks, to know what you shouldn't do and go ahead and do it, to begin to present one thing, but know inwardly it's really different. When you take a bend in the road, when you move off of a life of integrity, here's you will be found out. The problem is we don't get found out soon enough. And so we think we can get away with it. Now, everybody wants to change, right? I mean, I've never met someone who said, you know, I've got a pretty good marriage. I'd like it to get a little worse. You know, I'm a bad golfer. I want to be terrible. Or I'm a pretty good parent. In another 5 years, I think I could mess up my kids. You know, everyone wants to change for the better. I think it's in the DNA, and believer or unbeliever, it's in us, made after God's image, to want to improve and grow and become better. I mean, there's a multi-billion-dollar industry called the self-help industry, and there's infomercials, and you read this book, listen to this tape, take this pill, use this machine for 6 minutes a day, and you'll have a body like whoever. So we all want to change. But what we do know is it wouldn't be a multi-billion-dollar industry if it really worked. Because people would change and get better. But since they don't, they try this, then they try this, then they try that, then they try that. And I want to suggest that the fundamental reason, whether it's spiritual or relational or financial or in your work, that real lasting change doesn't occur is because it's like dealing with above the waterline of an iceberg. And you're only dealing with sort of the visible part. And I want to suggest that underneath the waterline, at the very foundation of the iceberg of change, is the issue of integrity. Is that until you really get honest with yourself, honest with God, and learn progressively to be honest with other people, you'll spend most of your energy trying to project that you're better than you are. A lot of your energy, if you're like me, lying to yourself, telling yourself things are better than they really are, and then spending even a moderate amount of time trying to con God. Integrity is the prerequisite for lasting change. And in my time tonight, I'd like to define integrity, and then I'm going to try and sell you on something, okay? So if you think I'm trying to persuade you, and I think he's trying to persuade me, you're absolutely right. I'm going to try and give you three reasons why being a person of integrity is the greatest thing you'll ever do for you. It'll be the greatest thing you ever do for your relationship with God. And it'll be the greatest thing you do in your relationships with other people. Because what you all know is that when you walk in integrity, you will walk securely. But if you take a bend in the road, if you pervert your way, you will be found out. Let's define what integrity is. And then let's jump in here together and let me give you three specific
Sample complete. Ready to continue?